How many of you have a bulletin? Open it up. Chock full of stuff.
Chock full.
Chock full. All right. Yeah, good. Okay. All right. So open it up. Let's take a look at what's going to be happening around here. Things are ramping up. Isn't that good?
Yeah.
That means summer's over, whether or not the weather cooperates, because it still has been warm up until yesterday and today and a couple more days yet to come. But anyway, we know it's fall here at Lake Hazel Bible Church because the bulletin tells us so with all of the activities. So Wednesday we have Joy Bible Study at 1 p.m. This is a time change. So 1 p.m. So those of you that are involved or want to be involved, make sure that you have that on your calendar, that we are going to start meeting on Wednesdays for Joy Bible Study at 1 p.m. Thursday night, Awana begins. It's parachute night. It's going to be a lot of fun. If you haven't registered your children or your grandchildren or anybody else that you know would be interested, you will have an opportunity to do that at the close of the service today. And so somebody will be at the back of the sanctuary to be able to help you take care of that. Ladies, Coffee Connection is at 10 a.m. I think you've already know the specifics about that. If not, give Diane a call or drop her an email or a text, and she'll be able to answer your questions for that as well. Next Sunday, church family dinner. Yes! Woo! Yeah, so make sure, church family, that you put that on your calendar so that you can stay after the church service and join us for church family dinner. You have directions in there as to what to bring. So remember, add a little bit more to what you bring so that we make sure that we have enough food. Hopefully, all of you that have name tags or have your name tags on. If not, you can go real quick and put them on. We want you to start wearing them. If you don't have one but you want one, see Tammy or Becky. Becky and Tammy, raise your hands so that people know where you are, so that you can help them with that. Let's see. I think there's other announcements in the bulletin. So you have a bulletin. You'll be able to see what those are. So just a couple updates for our prayer our corner. Amy Henning is continued to recover from her surgery at the beginning of the week, and she is doing amazing. So I visited with her yesterday, and she is recovering very, very nicely. But continue to pray for her. Will Carroll, we had been praying for him. He had surgery on Friday. Everything went well. Everything looks good. There's the prospect that he's going to have a complete recovery. And so we're just so thankful for that. Two of the things that were in his favor is that he's young and he's very, very healthy. And so that contributed very nicely. So he's still in the hospital. He may be going home this afternoon. If not, definitely tomorrow. I visited with him, and he's just in great spirits. So that tells us a lot. All right, something you won't see in the bulletin, but I'm going to announce it because you're going to hear a lot about it moving forward. In 2026, it is the 50th anniversary of Lake Hazel Bible Church. Wow. Yeah, and we are going to have a celebration. So the celebration is going to be September 11th, 12th, and 13th of 2026. So we have an anniversary team that has been already working on details, that have already been putting the ideas together. Andrea is the head of our anniversary team, and she's got some people that are helping her with that. And so it's going to be a great time. Now, why September 11th, 12th, and 13th? Let me give you a little history. So September 12th, 1976, was the very first official service for Lake Hazel Baptist Church across the street at the school. And so that's why we're going to do our anniversary celebration that particular weekend. Isn't that cool? Isn't that great? So you're going to want to be a part of it. There's going to be save the date cards that are going to be sent out. And so you have a little advance notice now. So put it on your calendar. We're going to be talking more and more about it. We're going to be introducing new and new things for us to be able to get more and more excited about celebrating the rich history of Lake Hazel Baptist Church / Bible Church. Okay? All right, if you have any questions, come and see me or go see Andrea. Andrea, raise your hand so that they know who you are. And it's going to be great. It's going to be good. Are you glad you came this morning?
Yeah.
I'm glad that I came. There's nothing better than being in the house of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
There's nothing better than lifting our hearts and our voices and all that we are in praise to God. Amen? So let's do it. Let's go, worship team.
Would you all stand with me?
Everyone needs compassion, a love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. So take me as you find me, all my fears and failures. Lord, fill my life again. I give my life to follow everything I believe in. Now I surrender. Yes, I surrender. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Shine your light and let the world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. He is mighty to save. All of you is more than enough for all of me. For every thirst and every need, You satisfy me with Your love. And all I have in You is more than enough. You are my supply, my breath of life, still more awesome than I know. You are my reward, worth living for, still more awesome than I know. And all of You is more than enough for all of me. And every need, You satisfy me with Your love, and all I have. sacrifice of greatest price, still more awesome than I know. You're my coming King, you are everything. Still more awesome than I know, and all of you is more than enough for all of me, for every thirst and every need. You satisfy me with your love, and all I have in you is more than enough. You are more than enough. You are more than enough.
Father, thank you for being more than enough for us, Lord. All we could ever need, all we could ever hope for. You, Father of lights, the giver of gifts, you're the one who is more than enough for us. Thank you. Thank you for being trustworthy and true. Lord, thank you for being faithful and good. Lord, we love you. We're here today to say we love you. Lord, as we worship today, as we consider who you are, what you've done, as we look into the scriptures and learn all about you, Lord, would you join us right now? Lord, would you meet us in this place? Join us here, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated as we continue. God is good. Amen.
Amen.
He is awesome. He is great and greatly to be praised.
It's so good, I almost can't believe it. Far beyond what hearts could ever dream. The God who set the galaxies in motion would descend to give his life for me. For what could make perfection bleed for sinners? What leads a king to pay so great a cost? All my life, my heart will sing the answer. Only the love of God. Singing, oh, how great is the love of God. He paid our debt on that rugged cross. For all our days, we will sing our Savior's praise. How great is the love of God. It's so kind, it leads us to repentance. It's so bright, the darkness has to flee. Hallelujah, it cleared my guilty sentence. For I was bound, but now I stand redeemed. For what could break the chains of any prison? What force could rob the power from the grave? What would trade my rags for heaven's riches? Only the love of God. Singing, oh, how great is the love of God. He paid our debt on that rugged cross. For all our days, we will sing our Savior's praise. How great is the love of God. Though I try, my mind can't comprehend it. it's so high, too marvelous for words. I could sing a million songs about it and barely scratch the surface of your worth. This all my life, the banner I'll be waving, my anthem cry, no matter what may come. And when I rise to walk the streets of heaven, I'll still be singing this song. For everything that you've done, the King is exalted on high. I will praise Him. He is exalted, forever exalted, and I will praise His name. For He is the Lord. The King is exalted on high. I will praise Him. He is exalted forever, exalted, and I will praise His name. For He is the Lord. Forever His truth shall reign. Exalted, the King is exalted on high. He is exalted, the King is exalted on high.
Lord, we individually, I exalt You right now. Each one of us, Lord, we sing from our hearts, I exalt You. The great God, the mighty one, the everlasting one, we exalt You today, the one who says, I love You to us by sending His Son for us. We exalt You today, Lord, because You're worthy. Lord, we love You. We praise You now in Jesus' name. Amen. Our ushers are going to take this morning's offering, and we're going to sing you a new song. You may have heard it on the radio.
Flowers in all of their beauty. I don't have to wonder, you know what you're doing. So why would I worry at all? You're faithful to everything I need, everything I need. My Father has it, my Father has it. Every single time, the Lord will provide. My Father has it, my Father has it. Satisfy everything I need, everything I need. My Father has it, my Father has it. Every single time, the Lord will provide. My Father has it. So seek first the kingdom and its treasures. Everything else, it will be added. All that I'm needing, I know the Lord will provide. I know my God's not empty-handed. He gives us blessings upon blessings. I'm still believing, I know the Lord will provide. Everything I need, everything I need. My Father has it, my Father has it. Every single time, the Lord will provide. My Father has it, my Father has it. Everything I need, everything I need. My Father has it, my Father has it. Every single time, the Lord will provide. My Father has it. So seek first the kingdom and its treasures. Everything else, it will be added. All that I'm needing, I know the Lord will provide. I know my God's not empty-handed. He gives us blessings upon blessings. I'm still believing, I know the Lord will provide. I know the Lord will provide. I know the Lord will provide.
Has God already provided for you today? Yes, he has. Maybe not big things. Maybe not your hopes, your dreams, your wants, your desires. But he's provided exactly what he knows you need. Isn't that good? Aren't you thankful for that? I know that I am. All right. So we're going to do something we haven't done for a while. Children, come on down. We'll get you ready for children's church. Oh, yeah. All right. Have you been waiting for this all summer long? Kind of? Okay. All right. Father, we are so grateful to be able to, just been able to sing your praises. Father, to be reminded of all that you are and all that you do for us. And Father, you are our provider. You are Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides. Father, you know our needs better than we know our needs, and you know our needs even before we know our needs. And Father, you are always there to meet those needs in the measure that you know is needed. So Father, we need to hear from you. We need to hear your word. And so Father, I pray that our hearts and our minds will be open to what you have in store for us. And Father, may we not just listen to what it is your word says. As we leave this place, may we also do it. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, go and have a great time. While they're being dismissed, turn with me, if you will, to Joshua chapter 23. So, according to my calculations, which are always spot on, right? We have two messages left in our study of the book of Joshua, today and next Sunday. Today we're going to look at chapter 23. Next week we're going to look at chapter 24, and that will be the conclusion of our study in Joshua. We've learned a lot in Joshua, haven't we? God has been so good to us, and there's more yet in these next two messages for us to be able to learn. Several years ago, an elderly man was lying in a hospital with his wife of 55 years sitting at his bedside. "Is that you, Ethel, at my side again?" he whispered. "Yes, dear," she answered. He softly said to her, "Remember years ago when I was in the veterans hospital? You were with me then. You were with me when we lost everything in the fire. And Ethel, when we were poor, you stuck with me then too." The man sighed and said, "I tell you, Ethel, you are bad luck." Hopefully, he said it with a twinkle in his eye and appreciation for her love and loyalty over the years, through the good times and the bad. But however, this story may be humorous, it still raises some questions. Who is worthy of your lifelong loyalty? Who deserves your unending commitment? To whom should you cling to the rest of your life? Here in Joshua chapter 23, there's another old man with long years of hard experience who talks about the only one he has found worth clinging to forever. Hopefully by now you've found Joshua chapter 23. I'm going to read verses 1 and 2. Follow along. "A long time afterward, when the Lord had given rest to Israel from all their surrounding enemies, and Joshua was old and well advanced in years, Joshua summoned all Israel, its elders and heads, its judges and officers, and said to them, 'I am now old and well advanced in years.'" Remember a few chapters back, God tells Joshua that he's old and advanced in years. Now finally, it's probably caught up with Joshua, and Joshua now realizes he's not as young as he used to be. And because of that, he needs to give some instruction. He needs to give some advice. He needs to give some counsel to the nation of Israel. So Joshua gathers all the leaders of Israel together for one last meeting. Now remember, for over 40 years, they had been through the difficult times and the pleasant times of establishing a new nation in a new land. They had experienced times of victory and times of defeat. Can you relate? There have been times in your life where you've experienced times of victory and even times of defeat. They enjoyed times of great celebration together and even endured a time of a near civil war. And God has been good to them through it all. Listen to what Joshua continues to say, starting in verse 3 down through verse 5. "And you have seen all that the Lord your God has done to all these nations for your sake. For it is the Lord your God who has fought for you. Behold, I have allotted to you as an inheritance for your tribes those nations that remain, along with all the nations that I have already cut off from the Jordan to the great sea in the west. The Lord your God will push them back before you and drive them out of your sight, and you shall possess their land just as the Lord your God has promised you." There are still some nations to conquer, but Joshua says God's going to drive them out just as he promised. You know, in his word, God has promised us a lot of things, and he's not going to turn his back on any of those. He's not going to leave any of those promises unfulfilled. He's not going to break any of those promises. He will make sure that those promises come to fruition. And Joshua wants Israel to remember that God has been faithful to them, and then he exhorts them to be faithful to him, picking it up in verse 6, reading down through verse 8. Joshua continues, "Therefore, be very strong to keep and to do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, turning aside from it neither to the right hand nor to the left, that you may not mix with these nations remaining among you or make mention of the names of their gods," little g, "or swear by them or serve them or bow down to them, but you shall cling to the Lord your God, just as you have done to this day." Joshua tells them that God has stuck with them And he says to them, now stick with him. You know what? We can all relate to that. From the moment that we came to believe in Jesus as Savior, God has been sticking with us. We may not always been in a frame of mind or a frame of heart to be able to understand that, but that he has promised to never leave us nor forsake us. He has never left us abandoned. He has stuck with us. And all he desires is that we stick with him no matter what. Didn't we sing some songs about that this morning? I believe that we did. Joshua says, listen, don't chase after other gods, little g. Instead, be faithful to the one who has been faithful to you. After years of hard experience, the old man Joshua advises his leaders, and he advises us today, cling to the Lord. I like that phrase, don't you? I like that instruction, cling to the Lord. Stick with him. Trust him with the rest of your life. Be all that God has called you to be. Have you ever wondered why some musicians or athletes excel while others are just average? Well, in 1997, Gary McPherson studied 157 randomly selected children as they picked out and learned a musical instrument. Some went on to become fine musicians, and some faltered. McPherson searched for the traits that separated those who progressed from those who did not. IQ was not a good predictor. Neither were oral sensitivities, math skills, income, or a sense of rhythm. The best single predictor was a question McPherson asked the students before they even selected their instruments. The question was this: how long do you think you will play? The students who planned to play for a short time did not become very proficient. The students who planned to play for a few years had modest success. But there were some children who said, I want to be a musician. I'm going to play my whole life. Those children soared. Believers who choose to follow Jesus soar. Believers who choose to cling to Jesus no matter what soar. What kind of a believer do you want to be? One who falters, one who soars. I think you already know the answer, don't you? I think we all want to be believers who soar. And the best way for us to do that is, no matter what, to cling to Jesus. Now, I don't know how many of you are Shakespeare experts. How many? Anybody like Shakespeare? Good answer. Okay. Nobody raised their hand. Okay. But in Shakespeare's Merchant of Venice, the story is told of Portia, a beautiful and wealthy heiress. She had many noble suitors, but her father's will stipulated that her husband would be the man who chose the right chest out of three. One of the chests was made of gold and carried the inscription, "Who chooses me shall gain what many men desire." And inside that chest was a skull. The second chest was made of silver and carried the inscription, "Who chooses me shall get as much as he deserves." Inside was the picture of a fool. The winning chest was made of lead and held Portia's picture. On the outside was this inscription, "Who chooses me must give and risk all that he hath." Only Bassanik picked a chest of lead and won the hand of Portia because he was willing to risk all he had for her. You see, to cling to Jesus, you must give all that you have for him. To cling to God, you must give him all that you are, all that you hope to be, all that you have in your possession yet to this day. Because only God, as Joshua reminds us, is the one we should cling to. Now, with that in mind, there's a couple things we need to understand about that. We can cling to the Lord because we can count on him. We can cling to the Lord because you can count on him. If you're taking notes, that's point number one. Cling to the Lord. You can count on him. Cling to him because you can count on him. You can trust him to keep his promises to you. Look at verses 9 and 10. For the Lord has driven out before you great and strong nations, And as for you, no man has been able to stand before you to this day. One man of you puts to flight a thousand, since it is the Lord your God who fights for you, just as he promised you. Joshua reminds Israel's leaders that God fights for them just as he promised. Look at verse 11. Be very careful, therefore, to love the Lord your God. Now, this is a two-sided coin. Joshua is saying, listen, be very careful to love the Lord your God. Don't love anything else but to love, but to love your God. Don't love the things of the world. Don't chase after those things. Don't be like the other nations. Remember, the nation of Israel was given the law to be able to signify to them that God had sanctified them, God had set them apart to be different than the nations around them, and to show them that without his help, they could never accomplish being totally set apart to him. See, the law was given to be able to show them that on their own, they couldn't do that. Because did the Israelites always keep the law? No. Do you and I always do what it is that we know that God has instructed us to do? No, we don't. That's why we need God. That's why we need to cling to God. That's why we need to love God. He says, be very careful, therefore, to love the Lord your God. Because God is committed to you. Be committed to him. Let that soak in for a moment. Because God is committed to you. Be committed to him. Love God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Now, the other side of that coin is people may abandon you. Maybe you've had friends and they've treated you badly. Maybe you've been in relationships with people that you thought you could trust, people that you thought loved you and cared for you, and it ended badly. People may abandon you, but Jesus never will. So cling to him. Cling to him. Here's the second thing. Do not cling to the world, because it will con you. Do not cling to the world. It will con you. Don't commit your life to the pursuit of anything in this world, because it will trap you. It will enslave and destroy you. This is Joshua's warning to the leaders of Israel. Look at verses 12 through 14. For if you turn back and cling to the remnant of these nations remaining among you and make marriages with them so that you associate with them and they with you, know for certain that the Lord your God will no longer drive out these nations before you, but they shall be a snare and a trap for you, a whip on your sides and thorns in your eyes until you perish from off this good ground that the Lord your God has given you. Wow. Right? Okay. And now I'm about to go the way of all the earth. And you know in your hearts and souls, all of you, that not one word has failed of all the good things that the Lord your God promised concerning you. All have come to pass. How much has come to pass? How much? How much? So class, does all mean all? Yes, it does. Okay. All right. Wow, not one of them has failed. Not one of them has failed. Wow, okay. This is Joshua's warning. He says, and now I'm about to go the way of all the earth, and you know in your hearts and souls, all of you, that not one word has failed of all the good things that the Lord your God promised concerning you. Joshua reminds them that God has kept his word and given them all the things that he promised. Look at verses 15 and 16. But just as all the good things that the Lord your God promised concerning you have been fulfilled for you, so the Lord will bring upon you all the evil things until he has destroyed you from off this good land that the Lord your God has given you. If you transgress the covenant of the Lord your God, which he commanded you, and go and serve other gods, little g, and bow down to them, then the anger of the Lord will be kindled against you, and you shall perish quickly from off the good land that he has given to you. Joshua is saying, listen, if you chase after other gods, you will find them to be useless and of no value. Remember our study in the book of Exodus? Remember when the 10 plagues were happening? Remember we talked about the fact that those 10 plagues weren't necessarily designed to get Pharaoh's attention, but they were designed to be able to show the nation of Egypt and also the nation of Israel that the gods of Egypt were useless and of no value. They didn't have the power that God had. They couldn't do the things that God could do. They couldn't keep the promises that God had kept for the nation of Israel. And also that he promised to the nation of Egypt. If you don't recognize who it is that's the greater God here, things are going to get worse. Things are going to happen that I will, God said, get your attention. If you chase after other gods, you will find them to be useless and of no value. That is Joshua's warning to the leaders of Israel. And guess what? That's God's warning to us today. 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17 says, do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh and the desires of the eyes and the pride of life is not from the Father, but it's from the world. And the world is passing away along with its desires. But whoever does the will of God abides forever. What are those verses telling us? Do not cling to the world. A teenager once told a researcher, social media is destroying our lives. That's a good observation by a teenager. To which the researcher replied, so why don't you go off of it? Seems reasonable, doesn't it? If something is destroying you, let it go. Smash it. Get rid of it. The teenage girl's response was quick, because then we would have no life. Wow. You see, social media has become a god to some. They can't stay off of their social media. They have to be checking their Facebook page. They have to be checking Instagram. They have to, you all know. Okay, I don't need to list them all for you. Social media has become a god to some. They read things on social media and they take it as what truth? Folks, I'm here to remind you, there's only one place we find truth. The Word of God. Not social media. Not the internet. Believe it or not everything you read on the internet is true. Believe it or not. You heard it here first. Okay. All right. So now whether it's the social media, the pursuit of wealth or pleasure, or the thirst for power, these gods promise so much, but they deliver so little. It promises life, but it brings ruin. They're all a con, a trap, which will only ruin your life and the life of others. So don't cling to the things of this world, because it's not worth it in the long run. Instead, cling to the Lord. Don't cling to the world because it will con you. Instead, cling to the Lord because you can count on him. Remember, God is committed to you. Be faithful to God because he is faithful to you. Father, thank you for what it is that you have taught us from here in Joshua chapter 23. Thank you for the reminder that you used Joshua to give to the nation of Israel to not cling to the world, but to cling to God. To remember the blessings, to remember what God had done for them as they entered into the promised land and as they cleared out city after city, as they cleared out nation after nation. As they were given land that had been promised to them long before they ever entered back into that promised land. Father, you were so faithful to them. You were so committed to them. And your word tells us you are so faithful to us. And you are so committed to us. May we be faithful to you. May we be committed to you. And Father, above everything else, may we cling always to you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Would you all stand with me for this last song, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms?
What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms. I have blessed peace with my Lord so near. Leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms.